Hey, it's Tax Scripts time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Elisa in Santa Clara, California, who is doing something quite brave. She says, I'm involved with groups and individuals who feed and trap, neuter, and return feral cat colonies. The cats live outdoors and are not owned by the feeders. Some people are part of the nonprofit groups, but many are individuals. For the individuals, can they deduct the cat food and spay-neuter costs as charitable contributions? And for the groups, if their members buy and use the food for colonies, what records do the groups need? Well, Robert Blomke, one of Tax Mama's students in Japan, steps up to reply to Elisa. He says, unfortunately, no charitable expenses incurred by an individual on his own are deductible. The only deductions allowed are donations made to a qualified organization or out-of-pocket expenses incurred while doing the volunteer work for a qualified organization. And even those out-of-pocket expenses are restricted to those that are incurred only because of services rendered. For instance, travel expenses or uniforms, safety equipment would qualify, but cat food expense wouldn't. So, there's a difference between a nonprofit organization, for instance, tax-exempt, and a qualified organization for the purposes of deductions. Nonprofit only means the organization doesn't pay taxes on its income. So whether a donation to an organization is deductible is another question entirely. For example, a political organization may be nonprofit, but donations made to such organizations are never tax deductible. So how can you tell if the organization is qualified for tax deductible contributions? Simple. Just ask them. Or better yet, call IRS at 877-829-5500. They can tell you instantly whether an organization qualifies or look them up online, and I'll give you the link. Now, Tax Mama adds that the cost should be deductible if you submit them to the organization and get receipts from them. Keep records include the date and time of purchase, the receipt itself, and a log of where you picked up the cats, what you did for them, spay, neuter, feed, take them to vets, whatever. Submit the receipts to the organization at least once every few months and definitely before the end of the year. Now, to deduct the cost of food, consider donating the money to your organization for a cat food fund, then have members draw food from the organization's inventory. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about volunteering deductions and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.